This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. Listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. Name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. And I think a lot of you listening need some of that with the volatility of the market and where is it going? Is it going to take a V-shape, a U-curve, or is it going to come back, or is it going to take a nosedive and be down for a long time? Are we in a recession? Are we heading for a depression? Well, the definition of a recession is when the GDP, gross domestic product measure of all goods and services, either stays the same or declines for two consecutive quarters. Well, when April comes out, we know we'll have a contraction there, so it'll be down. We won't officially know technically until July, but we'll know it before that. Folks, we've got to open up the economy. I did two interviews this week, so you want to stay to the last segment. I talked to Eric Pohl, assistant editor from the Herald. I'll give you his take when I interviewed him. And then Mark Longetti, our wonderful state representative from Pennsylvania. I talked to him. I'll give you his take. And there's an article what he quoted also. And I told him I'm going to be talking about on the record. I did call Michelle Brooks. I'm doing this on Thursday, though Eric, of course, you're listening to it on Saturday. She did not return my call as of yet. Of course, this is Thursday. So, again, Legacy Financial Strategies, we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees, although we have people that are younger than that, for between my daughter and myself for over 60 years. 60 years. So, what do we do here at Legacy Financial Strategy? Before I do that, let me give you some contact information because you're probably going to want to set up at least a phone call because you can't come into the office. We got a yellow tape around our building. No, we really don't, but we're kind of quarantined. What I mean by quarantine, quarantined by the Governor Wolf who instituted martial law. And that we're allowed to be here for tax preparation. That's one of the things we do. And tax planning, so we can see you for that. We're still taking taxes. You got till July 15th. It's been extended both the federal, state, and the local. We have all 50 states. We did our 629 returns, so you still have time to file that. Our price is $150 for the federal, the state. If you have a local, it's $10 extra. That's the long form, 1040, or the short form. Schedule E, if you have rental property, one Schedule E. Schedule A, if you itemize 10 trades included in that. Now, if you have 50, 61 trades, like we had one person came in here just recently, then we charge, you know, accordingly. But for the most part, the average is about 155. We have some 200 if they got businesses and some less. Now, if you have an S corporation, you know, call for that. So we do tax planning, tax preparation. We also, we try to get an exemption for this, but we weren't given. We do end-of-life planning. Try to protect those assets from the catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend-down. And according to Rachel Levine, the Secretary of Health, better known as Richard Levine, he is the Secretary of Health, and of over the 707 deaths in Pennsylvania, he says that half of them came from the nursing home. So, folks, do you want to go to a nursing home or would you rather stay at home? Well, you need to get on a call with us if you're in that situation, or you want to prevent the pre-crisis where you can plan, and that ever happens to you, you have the options. You have options. So if your money's in a CD, not earning anything, is in a stock portfolio that's lost money, we have strategies without buying long-term care insurance. We do pre-crisis planning. But if you're in a crisis planning, we do that too. But we didn't get the exemption, so we'd have to do it by phone. But that's all right. We can do it by phone. We have webinars. If you don't have a computer, we'll just talk the old-fashioned way. I've been doing this, like I said, for over 50 years between my daughter and myself. She's been in, 20 years. So I said over 60, it's probably 70 years. But nevertheless, we've been around a long time. So we work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania who specialize in that area. We can put them on the phone with you as well. So we do tax planning, tax preparation. And before I go any further, let me ask you a question. Do you feel like you're paying too much in taxes? Are you preparing to sell real estate if they allow you to? Would you like to increase your retirement income or lower your investment risk level? Have you lost a spouse and have all the financial decisions to make? Are you retiring or rolling over your IRA or a large sum of money? A complete discovery of what you want your money to do for you should be, I would think anyways, most important as a first step. If there was a missing factor piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, here's a question. When would you want to find out about it? Today? A year from now? 5 years? 10 years from now? Never? I don't think so. If that factor, piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you would want to know about it in prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk? That's what makes our company different. I'm going to give you our toll-free number on our website in a minute, but we believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision, pros and cons. Our three-step review process is the first place to start and leads you to five critical questions that you must be able to answer regarding your personal financial needs for income and liquidity, future tax issues, risk comfort level, and even estate plan to be sure any financial recommendations are in whose best interest? Your best interest. This review can be done on the phone or join me or Zoom, whatever applies to any financial decision or concern you have. It helps you stop your money from falling through the cracks. Do you have money falling through the cracks? And assures that any major financial decision is right for you. So call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or if you're driving, just Google the word legacy financial. Take it to an area on Google that says leavealegacy.com. It has all our contact information. That's leavealegacy.com. Our tax website is innovationtaxservice.com. So here was an article, by the way, a famous contrarian fund manager, Alan Lance, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, put out a very interesting quote today. He said that the next 45 days, I happen to agree with this, may just become the most critical period in the U.S. financial history. He said he argues that the manner in which the U.S. economy is reopened will dictate the direction of the next several years of the recovery. And stay to the end because you're going to see what our local representative said about that. In his view, even the best case scenario is a U-shape, not a V-shape, recovery where it take a long time to get back where we were. So what plans or what plannings have you done if he's right? In his words, to much talk about a V-shape, recovery is no longer in the equation because of the unprecedented combination of negatives with this crisis. So if you agree, get on the phone. There's lots of strategies, and we're fiduciaries, and we give you pros and cons. but at least set up a call, complimentary consultation. If it's a fit, you know, we'll set up another meeting, go to a Zoom, or if you don't have internet, we'll do it by phone. There's a lot of things you can do. Also, we have a book that's going to be coming out. Speaking of taxes, it's with Jack Canfield and some other associates throughout the country called Pillars of Success. So Jack Canfield, you know, Chicken Soup for Soul, David and Gallner and Sherry Marini, some other associates. And one of the chapters we wrote is called We Reduce Taxes by 50%, almost 100% of the time. Now, they'll be out shortly, so if you'd like to get on, we can autograph for you and ship it out to you. So, again, what's the name of the book? It's called Pillars of Success, written by Jack Canfield, David Gallner, Sherry Marini, and a few other associates throughout the country. We wrote one of the ones called Reduce Taxes by 50%, almost 100% of the time. So if you'd like to get a copy at no charge, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. Now, we have a powerful segment, two segments I won't be on. I might say a couple of things. On this doctor is exposing Dr. Fauci. And I'll, when he gets done with the next two segments, which are about a half hour approximately, on my next segment, I'll talk about some other things. Dr. Fauci worked for six presidents. And I'll talk about what he said about AIDS back in the 80s. It make you sick, by the way. He basically thought everybody's going to die, at least 10% of the population. You can catch it from toilet seats, touching people, etc. He needs to go. In fact, Rand Paul's father, who was a congressman in Texas, says he needs to be fired. I can understand why Donald's keeping that. But anyways, it's a powerful segment. This doctor's well-renowned and some stuff you've never heard before. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited tax planning. And this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. As I promised you on these next two segments, this is pretty powerful, folks. It's an exclusive YouTube interview. Dr. Shiva, S-H-I-V-A, exposes Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Bill Gates, and the WHO, the World Health Organization. So listen to these next two segments. You're going to be really astonished.
Exclusive Dr. Shiva exposing Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Bill Gates, and the World Health Organization COVID-19 endgame. Yes, welcome back to the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi.
If you'd like to get a copy of that, I can send it to you also.
I do need to remind our viewers that the information presented here is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease and has not been evaluated by the FDA. So please consult your physician before starting any medical regimen. Now, the last time we had Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai on the Next News Network, he exposed everything that the deep state is trying to hide about the coronavirus. The interview went mega viral. Now, if you don't know Dr. Shiva, he specializes in finding solutions through a biological engineering systems approach, or in very simple terms, what he does is eliminate the need for animal testing by replicating those same processes on the computer. Now, over the last weeks and months, Dr. Shiva has been focused on the science as well as the fake science and claims made by the World Health Organization, supported by Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, who are now we're learning have ties to the deep state, the Clinton Foundation, as well as the Gates Foundation. So it's clear to see now that their exaggerated pandemic projection numbers, which they have consistently lowered, okay, the original numbers, willfully promoted by the corporate-approved media, led to a panic-driven, disastrous global economic collapse. And today, we're happy to have him back to update us on his latest research and the real agenda that is being pushed through what he calls the greatest fraud on America to manipulate the economy, suppress dissent, and push mandated medicine. Dr. Shiva, welcome back to the show. Let's get straight into it. Bring us up to speed from when we spoke last and tell our audience about your latest findings.
Sure. Great to be here, Gary. I think there's two findings. You know, what's going on, Gary, is we have the intersection of the issues of health and science along with politics. So it's a fascinating world we're in. And I feel, frankly, very, very honored to be able to share the knowledge that I was fortunately be able to acquire through my education here in the United States and, you know, growing up in Jersey, et cetera, which I've shared about before. But the key things are there's two events taking on. You have the political aspect, which you know, I talked about in that tweet, you know, really, I think that tweet really brought up those three aspects, right? This entire fear mongering is really the essence of it is to suppress dissent, right? The second part of it is to crash the economy. And the third part of it is to push mandated medicine. And I still stand by that. And what we've seen since that tweet came out is essentially, you know, everyone showing their cards. That's what's really happening. So let's talk about Fauci. You know, since we spoke, we ran a campaign to fire Fauci. And I frankly believe this individual should be indicted and should be fired, and all sorts of charges should be leveled at him because he's essentially been the mastermind of an organization for many, many years across many, many presidents, which has promoted a fake science that the immune system is so weak and that you always characterize some virus as a cause of destruction to the immune system. He did this with HIV and AIDS. And so this is his, you know, probably second or third rodeo. And the goal here is to scare everyone to with a fake science understanding that as though the immune system gets attacked by the virus, right? So one of the things we did was we called for his firing and his indictment. And I think close to 40,000 people in a few days signed that petition. I would say we probably have close to 2,000 doctors now, Gary, across the world, because the doctors themselves are recognizing that they are victims of a big pharma medical education system. Look, there are many doctors, you know, some people I know, you know, in related family who go into medicine, they have a noble cause to do it. But the reality is the entire medical education process is not an education process that is focused on teaching people how to heal themselves, right? It's not a process that teaches the physician how to treat the body as a system. It's not a process that teaches the physician how to use nutrition as you know, Hippocrates said, food is medicine. So all of that gets thrown out the window. And after they come out of medical school, what they are, unfortunately, is most of them are automatons. I'm not talking about the surgeons and the anesthesiologists. Those guys are like plumbers and electricians. They actually have to go in there and solve a problem. But fundamentally, the typical physician, they come out there as automatons. If this, do this. If this, do this. And they have golden handcuffs that if they don't do that, they're liable and the boards own and control them. You could almost say they're, you know, carbon-based automatons, okay? And at one point, it'll probably be easy to replace them. There's a growing movement of physicians who are recognizing that. Now, if you look at a guy like Fauci, I believe he's on the Leadership Council of the Gates Foundation. He loves the Clintons. And his relationship through the NIH and the CDC and the WHO is this triangle, which, by the way, the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese CDC is part of. The NIH of the United States funded, even as early as 2 or 3 years ago, $14 million to the Chinese CDC. So the entire cabal here is not about health. It's not about understanding how we boost people's immune systems. In many of the videos I put out, the immune system, from a very fundamental system standpoint, is our operating system. Above that, all the quote-unquote apps run, right? If your operating system is dysfunctional, everything else falls apart and you get what we call disease. But fundamentally, the immune system is the guts of our health and well-being. So in this entire discourse, that is not what Fauci's been talking about. That's not what the FDA's been talking about. That's not what the WHO's been talking about. That's not what the CDC's been talking about. In fact, you have the Gates, you have Zuckerberg, and you have the Clinton Global Initiative, who are all about vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. So their entire opportunity is, you know, we talked about early, and, you know, the trajectory of which, you know, I characterized early on is the entire purpose of this is to scare, you know, the Jesus out of everyone. So then when next year comes, or even September, October of this year, when the flu season comes, people basically blindly say, yeah, chip me up. Yes, I'll accept the vaccine card. Yes, I'll have to get vaccinated before I get my driver's license. I'm willing to, you know, show my little vaccine card before I go to the gym. Total control.
And well, what you're talking about is exactly what Bill Gates had brought up in a TED talk just recently, where he spoke about having a digital certificate. And what's odd is that TED Talks actually edited out a critical sentence where he admitted that point. What are your thoughts on that biometric or that certificate?
I know the guy runs a TED Talks. A TED Talks will never have a guy like me on. It's basically, you know, it's for your, you know, basic people who the TED Talks at one time had a little more interest to them, but now they're very, very organized, very, very, you know, in many ways engineered, right, to get a certain response. When you give these TED Talks, they make sure that you're following a particular script. So they basically can take anyone, put them through the TED Talk manufacturing engine, and you get a TED Talk out of it. But fundamentally, if you look at Bill Gates, first of all, he's not trained in anything in biological engineering. If you look at his history of innovation, he didn't create DOS. He actually bought it from someone, and then he sold it. And he always was a little bit concerned that he never had good PR. So what he's done over the last 20 years is to try to recharacterize himself and build his legacy as the savior, you know, the neo-missionary is going to go and help all the dark people in Africa and India, et cetera, right? That's the way he's positioned himself. But the fundamental of the Gates Foundation or the Chan Zuckerberg Foundation or the Clinton Global Initiative is what they're fundamentally doing is they're taking vast amounts of public resources, which, by the way, they should be paying taxes on, and essentially evading taxes and through very quote unquote legal means to create these family foundations. And then they use amazing PR to tell all of us how great they are, how they're going to donate their money to these foundations. When what they're really building, Gary, is their own government, okay? It's their own government run by a 0.0001% of people that they put their money there, they evade taxes, and then they're gonna tell us what's good for us, right? They're gonna determine policy through these extra governmental type organizations. That's what Gates, Zuckerberg, and the Clintons are involved in. Fauci's wired right into them, and then you have the WHO and the CDC. So if you look at that little graphic we put out, with Fauci in the center, with those graphics, and obviously Big Pharma is a big part of their OS. The entire goal is to consolidate power. And what we've seen over the last unfortunate 3 months is a exercise, it's a psychological exercise, to see how much they can manipulate people so they concede power to them. That's what's fundamentally going on.
Now, Trump, President Trump indicated this week that, you know, talking about the when you pull back this big globalist scheme that's happening, and you talk about these different organizations, foundations, all coming together to create this sort of shadow government, if you will. Now, we're talking about Also, the World Health Organization, the president this week indicated that he was either putting a hold or looking at putting a hold on funding to the World Health Organization, stating that when they call every shot wrong, he said that's no good. So the president's taking a look at this because the World Health Organization calling the wrong shots. What's going on here? What are your thoughts?
Well, look, the World Health Organization, if you look at the organization, one of the big organizations that works with them closely is the the International Federation of Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Association. I don't know the exact acronym, IPFMA, okay? That organization's executive, committee is led by Eli Lilly. It's led by Shionogi, one of the big Japanese pharmaceutical companies, and Roche. All of which, Roche's stock has gone up as recently because of their announcement that they're going to come up with some vaccine. But you basically have, as we talked about last time, the utopia of this of the Sustainable Development Goals that they promoted this utopia about 3 years ago, that we're going to have this amazing world where there's going to be income inequality, there's not going to be any poverty, et cetera. And the way we get to that utopia is through vaccinating everyone. It's called No One Will Be Left Behind. It's the title on the cover.
How about that, folks? No One Left Behind. So you want to stay tuned for the next segment, part two, and we'll try to play at least a good portion of it. If you'd like to get a copy of it, you can email me or call us toll-free at 800-264-4963, and I'll email to you the whole YouTube on it. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this very important message.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. Listen to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. Before we play part two with Dr. Sheva exposes Fauci, Burks, Gates, in the WHO organization, World Health Organization, I want to give you some contact information. If you'd like to get a copy, this is a YouTube. It's about 34 minutes. We won't be able to play the entire thing, but you'll get at least most of it. If you'd like to get a copy of it, to share it, we're allowed to share it. Please give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. If you're driving, just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial, take it to an area on our website called leavealegacy.com. Has all our information. Just ask for Dr. Sheva exposes Dr. Fauci. So let's continue with the part two.
Through their IA 2030, immunization 2030. So the goal is, and by the way, this is classic pharma. You promote a major problem, the fear that everyone's going to die from infectious disease, and then you promote their solution, which is we can get to this utopia. And the way we get there to those 17 sustainable development goals is through vaccinating everyone. So this is out in black and white or color, whatever you want, format you want to read it. And the institutions behind this are the WHO, the CDC, Big Pharma, Gates, Chan Zuckerberg, the Clinton Global Initiative, and essentially Fauci is their front man. So since we last spoke, we've been hammering on that. We put out a call to fire Fauci. 30, 40,000 people have now signed up, which really shows, and this is global, people are not stupid. By the way, in the same time, Gary, Fauci had his fans put out a petition so he could become the sexiest man alive on People magazine.
Oh my
goodness. And in 10 days, he only had about 10,000 votes. In 2 days, 40,000 people signed up for this petition. People are not stupid. I think what people have wanted is this, their gut instincts get something's wrong. And I think the videos we've been sharing, putting out there, are giving people the technical base to understand why. And one of those technical bases is, what is the immune system? So since we last spoke, we've put out a number of much more detailed videos on how the immune system works. But particularly using Cytosolv, we've started looking at what we call mechanisms of action to further give people some knowledge and education on how these mechanisms work. So, for example, we did a very powerful educational training session on how vitamin D works. And before I go there, one of the things we want to understand is, in this entire discourse, at the senior most levels across mainstream media, be it Tucker Carlson or whoever the hell it is, right? By the way, Tucker is basically following what we're saying, right? Since we did our videos, now he's saying he's against Fauci, okay? But he basically is an opportunist. The mainstream media, they just want eyeballs. So they see, oh, which way? Oh, Shiva's getting a lot of views here. Let's follow that, because they don't want to lose their Trump audience, okay? But it's not about anything sincere. But the reality, what we see is that none of them will ever talk about the power of vitamin D or the power of vitamin A or the power of vitamin C. And God forbid they'll ever talk about immune health. How do you juice up the immune system? Because that core foundational understanding, which is the real science, is that we live in a sea of microbes. I mean, there's 30 trillion microbes inside of me. There's 30 trillion viruses. There's about 60 trillion bacteria among my only 6 trillion cells. I'm a germ farm, okay? And around me is a germ farm, but I'm not dying. You're not dying. Most people don't die. The people that do die are the people who have a compromised immune system, have a significantly compromised immune system. Now, that happens naturally as people age, the elderly, and there's things that they can do to boost up their immune system. It happens to those who don't take care of their health. It happens to those who have pre-existing conditions, and we've talked about it. In the letter I wrote to the president, I laid out, you know, a very clear understanding of four different of these groups: people who have COVID-19, the people who are immunosuppressed, the people who are in critical care, and the healthy people. And I proposed a way that how you, in a personalized way, support those people with vitamin D and vitamin A and vitamin C and iodine, and you get the economy back to work. There's no reason to do this quarantining and this quote unquote flattening the curve and social distancing is the only way to solve it. But however, what you have Fauci doing and what you have the mainstream media doing is they're going to promote this narrative that, first of all, remember, their numbers were like millions of people dying. Then it went to hundreds of thousands.
Right. And I want to bring that up, because as each day goes by, the original pandemic numbers are dramatically cut. Now, is this because their projections were way off or because their mitigation strategies were effective?
Well, I would argue it was a lot of people watching our videos, millions of people, and they're probably taking vitamin D and A and et cetera, okay, if you really want to understand. But the more, I think that the reality is that if you look at it broadly, there's a couple of things going on here. First of all, there's a massive propaganda campaign. The goal is to say in June, you know, let's give Fauci the Nobel Prize in Medicine, and BRICS or whatever her name is, they're the ones who convinced the president to do social distancing. They're the ones who did quarantining, and we flattened the curve and we won. And by the way, the vaccine's here, okay? That's the propaganda model that they're doing. The reality is the sun's going to come out in a couple of months, pretty strong, okay? Vitamin D. That's what the reality is going to be, but that will be shoved under the rug. The reality is their numbers are not making any sense, and they're cooking the books. So how are they cooking the books? They're doing two things. First of all, they're taking the WHO is the organization that creates what are called the diagnostic codes. In the United States, the AMA creates what's called the procedural codes. So if you go into a doctor's office and they assess you, the diagnostic codes are coming from the WHO, actual codes on what your diagnosis is. So what the WHO recommended was they would have two codes. One code would be you actually were diagnosed with COVID. You know, you got the antibody test, or you did the PCR test, which by the way has a lot of false positives, and you have COVID positively. The other one was a very fluffy code, which is, well, it sort of feels and looks like COVID. We see some, you know, shortness of breath, or they, you know, they're coughing, whatever that is. So those two codes, in a letter, which I was able to, someone shared with me, a senior official at a hospital, a pediatrician, and the CDC sent a letter out about a couple of weeks ago to hospital administrators all over the country, telling them to purposefully merge those codes, okay? What that means is, you come in, I mean, I give you an example. One of our friends, her husband, was a smoker for 20 to 30 years. Always, whenever flu season came, he's an elderly gentleman, in his late 70s. He was going to the hospital and getting intubated, et cetera, with pneumonia. Well, this time, same thing occurs. He goes in. Guess what? If anything happens to him, Gary, they're going to give him that COVID-19 label. No one will remember the fact he was a smoker, that he had horrible health, et cetera. That will all be forgotten. And the hospital administrators are being encouraged to anything that looks or feels or smells like that symptom, which is the second code, to put it into the first code. In fact, a number of my friends are physicians. Even after someone dies, you know, the physicians are told, being told to say, well, did he have COVID-like symptoms? Even though the test doesn't come back, sometimes it takes 14 days, they're putting COVID-19 into the diagnosis systems.
So let me ask you this. Is this because they had such high projected numbers, 100, 200,000 deaths, so many people infected, that they're reaching into every single medical diagnosis of someone dying, and then they're applying COVID-19 so that they can inflate these numbers, so that when they look back, they're going to go, when we come back out of this thing, we all look back and go, wait a minute, oh, look at those numbers. Yeah, we were right. But they're inflating them. Do you believe that to be true?
Yeah, they are. I mean, if you are using these codes and you're giving people not a definitive metric, it's a very easy opportunity to, you know, manipulate those numbers. And you have to understand, there's a whole incentive process. In hospitals, the hospital administrators run these organizations and they have to deliver profit. That's how they're measured. The hospital administrators, remember, there are people called GPOs and PBMs, group purchasing organizations and PBMs, who drive all the supply chain into those hospitals, who are the middlemen. So there are incentives for tagging certain protocols, certain diagnosis. And most of that is so opaque, a lot of us can't even get access to that. But what I'm trying to say, Gary, there is an incentive under conditions by the hospital administrators to put, you know, things as COVID-19. It separate, and by the way, one of the things that people need to understand is you're seeing, you know, remember this, we're still in flu season, right? There's people, tens of thousands of people are dying of the flu. Well, guess what? The flu numbers are going down, okay? Interestingly, proportionately. So we're basically, I would argue, you know, we need to do an investigation. We're cannibalizing from those flu numbers to beef up the COVID-19 numbers.
So what you're saying is they are, in fact, taking from other diagnoses. So if you have the flu, now the flu numbers are going down because everyone's going over to the COVID-19 numbers.
Yeah, because there is an actual code.
Wow.
And there are two codes. They made a fluffy code version of it and a real code version of it. I'll give you an idea. In Italy, you know, 38, 40% of the people are over the age of 65. Guy comes in with a chest pain, COVID-19, okay? So that's one of the important things that we have to understand, that the books are being cooked because they need the narrative that, remember, the big game here is not now, it's 6 months from now, 9 months from now. We must have mandatory vaccines, and pharma is our gateway to all solutions. Having said that, you know, talk about some of those categories and really enlighten people into the reality of how these people don't give a damn about people's lives. So let's talk about the critically ill. So, you know, I did a video yesterday really sharing how the alveolus works, right? So let's remember, there's four groups. Someone who just has a COVID, you know, someone, they've decided they have COVID-19, right? Antibody test or the PCR test, that's one group. There's another group of the immunocompromised, but there's even a more important group that we're right in the hospitals right now. Which are those people? Those are the people that are critically ill, Gary. Critically, critically ill. And if you saw the U.S. News report that came out yesterday, they said most of those people on ventilators, most, which means most meaning 95%, are going to die. Okay? So why? The reality is, let's go back to fundamental science, which Gates Foundation is not talking about, which Fauci is not talking about. And in fact, the pharma sharks swimming around Trump are not talking about. Let's go to very, very simple physics. So these people who are critically ill, well, how do they get there? Well, first principles, they have compromised immune systems 99% of the time. All right, something happened to their immune system. And guess what happens? If you remember, if you're not firing on all six cylinders or eight cylinders of the immune system.
Hate to cut this short. We got 11 more minutes. If you'd like to get a copy of this, call toll-free 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, and I'll email that to you. Listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to an important message. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what our representative said and the assistant editor at the Herald, and a lot more information because Sunday we got to wear our Halloween costume. I'll talk about that, called mask. Does that mean everybody or just some people? So we're going to talk about that much more. So please listen to this important message. Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David and Sherry Show. I hope you found that YouTube pretty inspiring. And again, it's about 34 minutes. So if you'd like to get a copy of that, please let me know and I can email it to you. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Also, if you'd like to get a copy of our autographed book with Jack Canfield and my daughter, Sherry Marini, and myself, the book's called Pillars of Success. It should be out shortly with some other associates. And our topic was, we reduced taxes by 50% almost 100% of the time. Obviously, if you're not paying any taxes, we can't. Or if you have very little income, then we can. But especially for business people, we reduce taxes by 50% almost 100% of the time. So if you'd like to get a copy, it's called Pillars of Success with Jack Canfield, wrote Chicken Soup for Soul, and myself and my daughter and some other associates, please give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. So let me just tell you some things in the news. I'm going to talk about what our representatives had to say here in a minute. And Dr. Fauci, a little bit more information about that. Nancy Pelosi, Little Sisters of the Poor should be forced to pay for abortions. What's happened to our country, folks? Governor Andrew Cuomo, he said, God did not stop the spread of virus. Humans did. You know, the fall comes before the pride becomes before the fall. So James 4:10 says, humble yourself before the Lord. That's a pretty arrogant statement to him to say. Abortionists, now listen to this one, make you irritated. And I had the whole article on it, but I'm not going to go in a lot of detail here. Drowned a 34-week-old baby who survived abortion in a bucket of water. Kentucky governor tells Easter churchgoers to quarantine themselves. Let's abortion clinics kill babies. Speaking of abortion clinics, that's what our governor allows as well. So let me tell you an article that was written, and then I called our beloved, shall we say loosely, Mark Longetti to get his comments. He said, I don't want to be on a radio show. I said, well, I'm not asking to be on it. He says, well-intentioned, this measure goes too far. That's to let businesses open up, said Representative Mark Longetti, Democrat. It would risk all the sacrifices in pain. This is a sacrifice in pain endured to date and likely led to prolonging the misery. He obviously never had a business, has no idea. So we had 47 deaths yesterday, and I can assure you the count will go up, and we could have several people have died. But I look in the obituary in the Herald, and we'll get to the editor in a minute, and guess what? There's people usually, almost every day, sometimes not, but almost every day, that die every day for a lot of illnesses. Don't get me wrong, as I said many times in the past, one person who dies is one too many who doesn't know the Lord. This obviously is serious, but so is flu, so is cancer, so is so-and-so. There's lots of that. So now Mark Longetti says, have it your way. I said, well, let me just change the topic. I understand that when Hillary Clinton was running, you campaigned for her. He said, well, I didn't really campaign for her, but I did vote for her. You know, I used to go to, I used to be on the board of the pro-life, Mercer County pro-life. We used to have a breakfast every year. And the reason why I quit going, because there's a bunch of hypocrites there, especially Democrats. And Mark Longetti claims to be pro-life. But see, that's what the fox is, the sly fox in the chicken coop. Yet he'll vote for Hillary Clinton, by his own words, who's pro-abortion. Now, the reason I'm registered Republican, not that I like Republicans, is what the platform says. Would you attend a church or would you attend any organization that had a platform that didn't support your ideas or against biblical values? Some of you may say, well, it doesn't make a difference, but I think many of you will say probably it does. So what does that say? Mark talks polite. See, he's the slick guy. Real nice talk. He says, right now I got more important issues. I'm trying to help people get their unemployment claims filed. Well, I didn't find out till later on in the afternoon that one of my clients came in, actually cold called him when I met. She stopped in the office, and they told her that they don't do that kind of stuff. So maybe he does do that, but only on certain people. I don't know. I'm just telling you what that lady told me, and I'm telling you what he told me. I would like to see someone run against him. If you're interested, let me know, because there's a movement out there. A lot of people, see, like Mark, because he does return calls most of the time. Although when I called his office, they said he's not back in town. Then she put me on hold, and then he came on the phone, and she said, well, I just got back. So go figure that. But anyway, then I talked to Eric Poole, who's assistant editor or whatever they call him at the Herald, and I asked about his comments about reporting the amount of people who have died or number of people who have contracted it. Why doesn't he show the percentage of the population? And he said to me, and he said he can quote me on this, he says, my reader audience are not stupid. And I said to him, well, if you ask me about a lot of topics, probably most topics, I'm very stupid. The word's vacuous, by the way, on those topics. And the majority of people have no clue of what the population is. How do I know that? Because I've asked them at Mercer County, Lawrence County, how many people were in the United States? Now, some people do, but most people don't. How many people were in the United States? How many people worldwide? You can find this stuff. Go to census.gov. Now, it's not the exact number, but it's pretty close. I said, why don't you put the... Be truthful. Be honest. Put the whole picture. Put how many people. I don't see you putting deaths about flu in the paper. I don't see you putting deaths about cancer in the paper. Can you imagine putting on the TV, have the static about accidents, flu, heart disease, suicide, drug overdose every single day? See, it's fear-mongering. They're creating the panic. It does not show the complete truth. So as of Thursday, it was 47. It's probably going to be up today. And I can assure you, without a doubt, there probably will be some deaths. Guess what? It's a fact of life. But show it balanced. Be honest. Show the population. Mercer County has about 108,000 approximately. If you had 50 people that contracted it, divide that number by that. If you had one death or two deaths, divide that number by that. Put the percentage in there. See, it wouldn't. It's serious when someone dies regardless of the reason. It's an awful death. But so is cancer. So is heart disease. A lot of diseases, I can tell you, are horrible that are out there. And according to Dr. Rachel Levine, said half the deaths in Pennsylvania, which is approximately 700, come from nursing homes. But anyways, he says, we're not going to do that. You're entitled to your opinion. And that's what he said. So much for them. Now, here's the question. Is Wolf going to veto that bill that they passed in the House and the Senate to open it up? Now, I haven't checked. I don't know what the news is going to be for Friday. As of Thursday, I haven't heard anything about that. One article said that he plans on vetoing it because it's set to expire by the end of April, And speaking of expired, it's interesting how he and his so-called cabinet members, oh, I know when I asked Mark Longetti about the health director, he said, well, there's other experts. This is the thing he says, all the experts. Now, that's a bold-faced lie. When kids come home, my daughter says, everybody say that's not true. What he should have said, several people that they have so-called experts are saying this is the way to handle it. I can show you lots of them. You saw from that video, there's lots of experts. In fact, he had 2,000 doctors contrary to that. But he's saying all the experts, this is the way you need to have done. Well, what does that say about an individual? He's a grown adult that says those kind of statements. He exaggerates. He distorts things. He says it in a soft tone. Does that make it right? Because it's like having a knife. He's talking to you real nice, but he stabs you in the back. So I like to see someone rise up against him. So is Governor Wolf going to open up, or is he going to keep certain businesses like beer distributors open? Planned Parenthood sounds a lot better than abortion. A lot of their money comes from what? Abortion. Those are essential businesses. How does he or she that gives him the order, he, whatever, gives him this decide on certain businesses that are essential and some are not? So if we don't, we may be like Michigan or some other states. You're going to see people out there picketing, and I pray and hope that doesn't lead to a lot further. But the way it's going, unless something happens dramatically, we could be heading for a serious, serious condition. So you save one life, Mark, Eric Poole, and kill many other lives for it. Does that make a lot of sense? No, it doesn't. And I'm running out of time, but I have a lot of stuff on Dr. Fauci, whatever you want to call his name. And as you saw on the videotape, that they got 30,000 to 40,000 signatures. They want to get rid of him. You know, with the AIDS epidemic, I got to so many, we're running out of time on this segment. If you'd like to get any copy of this stuff, I have the information. I'd be glad to email it. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. You can Google us at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. And remember this, folks, doesn't matter how you're going to die, but you're going to die. I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? Are you going to get there because you're a pretty good person? Well, I know I'm not good. Does Mark mention that? Eric Poole mentioned it. No, they won't say that. How do I know that? The Bible is very clear. The Bible says, Romans 3:10, there's none righteous. No, not one. All have sinned. You hear that? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He wants all, A-L-L, to come to repentance. He doesn't want any should perish. He stands at the door. But the secret getting to heaven is you have to ask for forgiveness, be sorry for your sins, and do what? Except Jesus Christ is the God. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Who do you say he is? The God, a lunatic, or a liar? I hope you have asked for forgiveness and accept Jesus Christ as the God and mean it. If you do, I'd like to hear from you. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.